Matsu voters will fill three school board seats, elect two assembly members, and decide on a slate of ballot propositions during the borough election. Two bond issues top the borough ticket. Proposition 2, if approved by the voters, allows the borough to issue $15 million in bonds for borough transportation and road improvements. If Prop 2 passes, Matsu property taxpayers will foot the bill by paying an estimated annual increase of $15.89 per $100,000 of assessed property value. Proposition 3 allows the borough to issue general obligation bonds totaling some $19,030,000 for safety and security improvements to schools borough-wide. Catherine Essery is spokesperson for the Matsu Borough School District.
The projects that are outlined to be funded if the voters pass this, it would be building and campus improvements, which includes fencing. Some of our schools have perimeter fences, some do not. Some have some security gates, some do not have. Some have cameras, security cameras, some do not. So it would be a borough-wide, district-wide improvement plan benefiting putting into place safety and security measures at all 42 schools.
The state has agreed to pay 70% of the cost for the security upgrades. If Prop 3 passes, local borough taxpayers will be asked to pay a tax hike of $6.07 for every $100,000 in property value. Homeowner fire protection is a growing concern in the Valley, as many residents cannot get fire insurance for homes outside of protected areas. Dennis Brodigan, Director of Emergency Services for the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, says Proposition 7 creates a Caswell Lakes-Keshwitna fire service area.
Currently, there is no fire protection between the Willow Fire Service Area and the Talkeetna Fire Service Area. So about mile 80 to mile 94 along the Parks Highway has no structural fire protection services at this time. So this proposition is to create a fire service area that would then provide those services. The residents in the area would then pay a fire service area tax to support the services.
If Prop 7 passes, a Caswell Lakes Board of Supervisors will be formed to design the fire service area and recommend a mill levy to the borough, mayor, and assembly. Two other propositions aim at unifying the Big Lake and Meadow Lakes fire service areas. If approved, Propositions 5 and 6 would legally consolidate the two areas into one fire service area, with residents paying the lower 1.49 mil rate to pay for fire services in the combined area. Prop 4 annexes land into an existing fire service area. Proposition 1 seeks to overturn an ordinance approved by the Borough Assembly last year that requires a Borough Planning Department permit for new power generation facilities of 50 megawatts or more within borough borders. Borough Planning and Land Use Director Mark Mayo.
The ordinance that it would rescind was to provide regulations to foster electrical generation or power plants while mitigating adverse land use and private property conflicts.
Prop 1 is supported by some Matanuska Electric Association ratepayers. Two Matsu Assembly seats are up for re-election. District 5's Cindy Bettini and District 4's Mark Ewing are both running unopposed. Candidates for two area-wide school board seats are also running unopposed. Seat E, Brian Sullivan, and Seat G, Merle Thompson. Pat Purcell and R. Ole Larson are vying for school board seat D. I'm Ellen Lockyer.